Coach Rob Podcast, answering questions and eliminating frustrations about health, wellness, and performance since 1987.
Welcome to the Coach Rob Podcast. This is podcast number 62. Coach Rob, how are we doing today?
Hey, man, good afternoon. Can you believe we're at 62?
Dude, time flies.
It's absolutely crazy. So, yeah, it's great to see you. I want to welcome back all the listeners and subscribers. We're back on our normal cadence, man. So I'm super excited. And hopefully we'll be able to make the people who do subscribe and follow us, we'll give them some content. Also, along that thread of thought, I want to let people know, over the next couple of weeks, we will be trying to do our level best to get these podcasts out on Stitcher and all the other different, podcast platforms. There's just been a couple little hiccups here and there, but want to let you know we have been working on it, and I hope it will be readily available for you. So keep an eye out on social media. We'll let you know when those are available on your other platforms.
Perfect. If you guys are watching us and listening to us on YouTube, make sure you guys hit the like and subscribe. That definitely helps us out. Share with your friends and always send a comment. If you like what we're doing, make sure you comment. If you have any suggestions, we want to hear those too. So Coach Rob, let's talk about something fun today. Let's talk about how to get fat. What's the secret to success on getting fat? Let's talk about it.
This is going to be a good one, man. If we have listeners out there that are like, you know what, I'm tired of being lean, I'm tired of being muscular, I'm tired of having good athletic performance, I'm tired of, you know, just feeling and looking good, the show is going to be for you. We're going to talk about how do you guarantee yourself to become fatter. And we're going to talk about some subjects that may be similar to what people have heard in the past. But if you do the things that we're talking about, you will 100% make yourself fatter in less than a month than you are right now. And I'll give you the Coach Rob guarantee on you do what we say today and you will definitely be fatter in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
You know what the best part of this too is being fat just easy. It's like you could be lazy and just it's easy. It's the easy way out and you just get big.
Yep. Well, and that's the irony. We're going to talk about the idea that most people, and you're to your point, Dan, do think that the quickest way to getting fat is to just sit around and be lazy. And there's certainly some merit to it. But I think you're going to see after today's conversation, a lot of our listeners and subscribers are on the fast track to getting fat and they don't even realize it's happening or more importantly, why it's happening. So as you know, with every one of our shows we do together, we're going to talk about the science behind it without getting too complicated. And more importantly, we're going to make sure that our listeners and subscribers understand the why behind how getting fat is pretty predictable. We'll definitely take it apart.
Well, let's get into it. So Coach Rob, the number one thing, you know, I just want to gain body fat. What's the number one thing that I could start doing?
For those that are taking notes, like you said, Dan, if you're watching us here on YouTube, grab a piece of paper. If you're listening to us, do it as well, please. But the very first thing I would recommend you write down is the big word stress. And the quickest way to get overweight, the quickest way to increase your percentage of body fat, the easiest and absolute most guaranteed way to putting on body fat is to not manage stress. So what I want you to think about is if you want to put on fat, take your stress levels to the absolute stratosphere. Now, Dan, you are smart. You invested in your own platform. You've got the Garmin platform. You're breaking it apart. What is it that we always look at on a daily basis every morning? I want everybody who wants to get fat, let's work on driving that stress number above 75 or 80. You've got that scale on the Garmin dashboards from 0 to 100. Let's work on trying to drive that number above 75. Let's try to bounce it even up above 80. And you're going to be biting off the number one resource to improving or rather increasing your percentage of body fat guaranteed. I know it may sound crazy, but hey, if you want to get fat, let's drive that stress level up.
You're talking about the body battery, Coach Rob. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, on the Garmin dashboard, you actually have a report that does nothing but give you a synopsis of your stress level. In Garmin, it's awesome. It's a little gray round dot that says, hey, look, you're of all the stress that you deal with personally, professionally, financially, athletically, we're going to surmise it in this nice little gray dot. And what it does is it gives you a rating, and it's from 0 to 100. So if you put it in mechanical terms, as you get closer and closer to 100, it's like you're just hitting that rev limit or you're bouncing off red line. And if you want to gain a lot of body fat in a short period of time, just take that stress level straight to the roof. Now, you and I have talked about this in previous shows together. You can only handle 100% of stress. I know that may sound kind of crazy, but if you think about a cup, you think about a bucket, right? That bucket or that cup can only hold a definitive amount of fluid. And that's the way I want stress to be looked at. I want you guys, if you really are serious about putting on body fat, fill that bucket all the way up to the top. So make sure that you go get in financial distress. Make sure you do stupid things to blow up your personal relationship. Make sure that you, you know, you do everything that you can at work to get fired, because that's going to be awesome for your stress levels. It's going to take you straight to the roof. There's your very first step. And it's a great question. People don't understand they don't understand the role that stress plays with body fat. Because you think about it, Dan, when we get our stress levels up, if you think about a fuel injector, right? You got a fuel injector that's misting and spraying cortisol. So as we drive our stress levels up, that fuel injector is almost firing as if it's a constant river. It's almost like a flow that never stops. Well, that's cortisol. Cortisol is a byproduct of we talked about this in our last performance podcast. Remember, the adrenals, they release hormones. That hormone that they're releasing is cortisol. So when the adrenal system is part of your fight or flight, if we want to drive the body fat percentages up, let's get that fuel injector firing on all 8 cylinders. Let's have it just spritzing and spraying to the highest level possible. So let's get all 4 quadrants of stress. Let's just get them redlined. Let's get them pinned first and foremost.
You know what I usually do too, Coach Rob, when I get stressed out, like if I've had a bad day at work or like kids just been screaming all day, you know what I do? I just grab a bag of Cheetos and I just go to town, and then I go to the ice cream shop, and then I just like pig out on all the worst shit you can possibly eat.
There you go. Now, that's a brilliant suggestion, because remember, today we're talking about how to increase your percentage of body fat. Now, what most people are going to think, Dan, is, well, Cheetos and the ice cream has a lot of fat and it's a processed food. You're exactly right. But here's where we're going to give it an additional A+. If you want to increase your percentage of body fat and you hit those processed chips and you hit that cheap junk ice cream, what you're getting is the saturated, what we refer to as unprocessable calories. So for example, when you look at anything that's been fried, believe it or not, that's actually a carcinogen. Anything that's fried is considered a poison by the body. So yeah, you hear the word saturated fat. Saturated fat definitely will increase percentage of body fat. Nobody can spin the truth associated with saturated fat. There's nothing healthy about saturated fat. So when you talk about doing the Cheetos and cheap ice cream, what you're doing is you're ingesting, especially things that are fried. What you're, like you said, Dan, go ahead and add some fried chicken to it. Add that to your ice cream and your bag of chips, right? Because what happens now is those carcinogens, they're literally not able to be broken down by the body. It is literally a poison in the system. So that's a brilliant idea, because what does the poison do to the system? It increases the amount of stress. We have a tendency, or we have a saying in the physiology world, that if you can't pronounce it, you can't digest it, which is pretty intriguing when you look at the ingredient list. I don't want people to think they have to go into a full-time job of reading labels, but when you've got a word that's got 13 syllables in it, it's not a normal word. And especially when you look at it, it's just they're combining a bunch of different words together. You mentioned something about the chips. Anything that ends in the letters O, S as in Sam, E, fructose, sucrose, lactose, anything that ends in the letters O-S-E, that's got a sugar in it. So what our brilliant government has done is, instead of us looking and seeing the word sugar and going, oh, this doesn't have enough sugar for me, they spin it and allow these manufacturers to come up with these pseudo sugar names. Not that lactose is a pseudo sugar name, but if you read really carefully, there's been advent of a bunch of new stuff. That's our government helping us get fatter. So we want to give our government a high five knuckle punch and say, thanks for helping me get fatter, because that's my goal, right? So if I eat the chips, I'm eating something that's almost nearly impossible to digest and break down. It's got all these artificial ingredients in it. If I can't pronounce it, I can't digest it. My poor digestive tract's got to work overtime trying to figure out what to do with these essentially poison items in my system. So that's a good idea. Good job.
You know what I wanted to bring up too, and maybe you could shed some light on this. Like right now, there's a lot of talk about the dyes in food and what it's doing to children as far as autism and the things that it's doing to our body. So like having a jug of red Hawaiian punch, you know, that's great to eat, right? Or great to drink.
Absolutely. Remember, if it's something that stains your shirt, what do you think that's doing to your digestive tract? And I always want people to stop and think about that. You know, you've got a brand new shirt. Doesn't matter if the shirt's white, green, blue, or gray, and you get that, like you say, those brilliant bright red colors, and they get on the material. No matter what you wash them with, they can't come out. Think about what a great job it's doing to your stress levels when you ingest that. If essentially a piece of material with all of the cleaning devices that we have and all the different materials, the soaps, the different powders that we have, if we can't get that to clean a fabric, think about what that's doing to our insides. So like you say, if you want to really drive the stress up of the body, add those artificial colors, those dyes, those artificial sweeteners, those fillers, those preservatives. Awesome job on driving up the stress on the system.
Well, then I think I'll go get some of that good stuff for lunch. You know, I mean, it sounds like a wonderful idea to just bulking up balloon up. I guess you
would. Yeah, exactly. Right? Bulk it up with all that garbage. Absolutely. That's what our government wants. They literally, for somebody who may, you know, be getting government assistance, they recognize that we all want to be super fat and obese. So they encourage us, the food items that are on that qualifying list, they're very, very high in saturated, carcinogenic type of food items. That's perfect. If you want to get fat, eat the stuff that comes out of a box, a can, a wrapper. That's a very, very good suggestion, Dan, in regards to driving that stress up in a short period of time. Because that's the quickest way to get fat, is to become more stressed.
It's almost like the government is like doing this on purpose, right? Because if you go to the grocery store, you look around, you look on the shelves, and it's got the little sticker, you know, that, you know, if you're on food stamps or getting government assistance, they'll pay for the junk, but you'll never see it on like organic apples or anything like that. It just doesn't exist, right?
No, that's exactly right. Because the government wants all of us to be fat. That's why we should change the name of the healthcare system. And this is, you know, something that I'm advocating for my group of clients that want to get super fat. What we recommend is, hey, let's get more of the bad foods, because if I can get you to eat more of the bad food, it puts more stress on the system. And then more stress starts the ball going, almost like dominoes falling downhill. Now what happens is, it's very easy for my desire to get overweight and to become fatter. And, you know, we should, I think, in my personal opinion, for my clients that want to get fat and out of shape, I think we should call it sick care and not health care. I think the government should, you know, because as we all know, they don't want to help anybody keep from getting healthy. They want to keep people on the sick train so that you go to the hospital and then you get that whole financial monster rocking and rolling, because they know. I mean, think about what a great job the government's doing. They want us to be fat, so they approve foods that make us fatter, that adds more stress. So now we're sick and we go to the doctor and we're like, okay, doc, I've been eating all this junk food. I really want to be fat and unhealthy. So I've been eating processed and garbage. And now you're going to fix me, right? And they go, sure, we'll fix you. We're going to give you some more pills or give you some pills or more pills. Don't worry about it. It certainly isn't your fault. And that's what we're talking about today. For those that want to be super fat and want to be completely unhealthy, just eat more and then just go to the doctor and they'll give you more drugs. And a lot of those drugs increase your appetite. So you eat more of the junk food. A lot of those medicines are, when they do the binding agents, it's actually in a sodium base. So now you retain more water. So now you got hypertension dealing on in your system, drives more stress on the body. It's a perfect scenario, man. It's exactly what our listeners today are looking for, is how to get fatter. Yep. This is how you do it.
Well, now that I've eaten my chicken fried steak with country gravy for breakfast and had my Big Mac with my Hawaiian punch for lunch, I'm going to go out tonight. I'm going to have like, I don't even know, Coach Rob, what should I have for dinner? Like, give me something to eat for dinner.
Well, let's not even eat food. Let's just drink alcohol.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
Let's just drink our calories and let's just go straight to the most aggressive poison. Because it's what I find so fascinating is when you see somebody that takes a drink of alcohol for the first time, have you ever in your life seen somebody take a drink of alcohol and their body doesn't cough? It doesn't rebuttal it at some level? So let's go for the most aggressive carcinogen that we can put in the body, and that would be alcohol. Well, I shouldn't say that. I would say simple sugars are right up there with alcohol. And for the people who know food science, alcohol is essentially a sugar. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, I have one better, Coach Rob. I'm going to go out tonight. I'm going to drink all my calories like you suggest, but I'm going to do it with vodka and Red Bull or Monster. I mean, that'd be perfect, right?
Yeah, there you go. Or hey, let's go back to high school days and let's make Hunch Punch. Let's go back to the Hawaiian Punch you mentioned.
Let's
go with the cheap alcohol and then let's go with the Hawaiian Punch or a Gatorade. Remember when you do the Gatorade, so that way you have the electrolytes, it sucks it quicker into your system. So it's more effective. It makes you inebriated that much quicker. So we can get those carcinogens and poison into you even faster, especially on an empty stomach. Because it's going to give us exactly what we want. We want to get that stress level up on the body as high and keep it there as long as possible.
Yep. And then
we want to get fatter. So let's drive stress up. Here you go.
So this lays out perfect for me, Coach Rob. I'm going to be nice and full from my two meals. Then I'm going to get wasted on my alcoholic beverages in the evening with loaded with sugar. And, you know, that's actually going to make me sleep better, Coach Rob, because I'm just going to go ahead and pass out. Hopefully I don't feel like crap in the middle of the night and have to get up, you know, but I'll get a good night's sleep, right?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. Because you drank so much fluid, we're going to completely obliterate the quality of your sleep because you're going to have to get up and urinate 4 or 5 times. Because remember, your bladder can only hold so much fluid. And so you're going to get woken up. So now this is going to be perfect. Instead of you getting into that deep sleep that we've talked about previously, now you're going to stay at that very superficial REM 1 type of sleep. And this will be perfect because the body will never get a chance to kind of just take a deep breath and relax at all. It's going to be kind of like, for those of you that have a motor background, let's go ahead and let's tune that idle up to about 3,000 to 4,000 RPMs. That way, when you're laying down, if you were really to look at the heart rate, the heart rate's up. It's up probably 100, you know, let's say maybe 10 or 15 beats above normal. Let's say your normal resting heart rate's 60 or 65. You're sitting there at 75 or 80, and you're just humming along all night long. So you're right, Dan. Now you lay down, or as you called it, let's pass out, right? So we've got the alcohol to the highest level to the point that we can't even really do it anymore. We're physically exhausted. We've eaten garbage food. So now we've got the internal stress up. We've added the poison of alcohol. Now let's add more stress. We definitely don't want to sleep. Why would we want to sleep?
Well, here's the thing too. Like, I don't know about you in Florida, but California, like the PG&E, that's our power and electric company.
Yeah.
Dude, PG&E is so expensive. Like in the summer months, I have a moderate house. It's not anything huge, but my PG&E bill will be like $700-800. Like I just can't afford to turn my AC on at night. Can't afford to turn my fan on. So it's like 90, 95 degrees in my bedroom. Perfect sleeping conditions, correct?
You hit the nail on the head. Let's go ahead and sleep in a sauna. So, because you've got, depending on where you're at in California, maybe get a good humidity level in there, lay down in that bed. That way you can keep all that internal core temperature. No way to wick it away because the air temperature of the room is high. So that just adds more heat to the skin. You're laying down on a bed, so you're creating your own heat. Now you're sitting there, you've got the perfect scenario. You've got junk food in your system. You got tons of alcohol in your system. You're sleep, a brilliant idea. Let's sleep in a very hot, humid room. So now between getting up and having to empty our bladder a half a dozen times, when we do lay down, we're super hot. We're just adding more and more stress, just like a motor, right? The best thing for a motor to give it longevity is expose it to excessive amounts of heat. So that's what we'll do to the body. We'll just load it up. That's brilliant.
But see, you're missing the point too, Coach Rob, is because, you know, it's going to be hot. So I'm going to be sweating a lot. So I'm going to sweat all the alcohol and all the fluid that I have. I'm going to sweat it all out and it's going to make me feel better. You know what I mean?
That's a great point. And because you're sweating more and you are purging that alcohol out, think about what a great job that's doing to your dehydration levels, which is going to add even more stress to the system, because now the body can't even self-regulate. The scientific term is called the exothermic process, getting any of that internal heat and stress wicked away to the skin and then blown off, and just like a radiator, a cooling effect. So you nailed it. Let's reduce the amount of water that's available to go to the skin. So that will then compact. I just totally missed it. You're right on the money. Now we don't have adequate amounts of fluid left in our system to wick away the heat in a hot, humid room. Now we got heat being generated internally that can't be removed. You got more heat and humidity. You've got the internal digestive stress going on, and you're not sleeping because you're up and down all night long. You're kind of toggling in and out of REM one, maybe two, but never getting to REM three where your body rejuvenates itself. That's a brilliant point. Yeah. You've got a perfect scenario, redlining stress levels right now.
Brilliant. Perfect. I mean, I'm like, dude, we are on our A game here, but I feel a little crappy, Coach Rob, in the morning. I feel like, man, yesterday didn't go so hot. I didn't eat that great. I got hammered in the evening. I couldn't sleep because I was sweating profusely. It was hot. Oh, by the way, I had to get up and use the restroom a few times to urinate, and I may have thrown up too. I mean, I think I did. I can't remember because I drank so much.
There you go. Can't remember.
But I'm feeling pretty bad. So like, I just don't feel like eating breakfast this morning. So I'm going to skip breakfast. I don't need food.
Exactly. You know, food just makes you weak, as the strong people always say. Because think about it, there's a mindset out there that they'll say to you, what is the most stressful thing on the human body? And they'll literally say, when you eat food. We don't want to do that. Why would you want to add more stress? We're trying to add more stress. So let's twist it. Instead of using the healthy people's ideology that, hey, if you eat, you know, you might actually be replenishing from what you lost at night. You bring up a good point once again. Let's add more stress. So yeah, let's skip breakfast altogether. But why don't we do this? What if we go ahead and just start our day by just ramping ourselves up with some form of caffeine, some liquid caffeine on top of it? How about that?
Like an extra large Starbucks double shot. Extra large,
yeah. Remember, make sure you put a boatload of syrup in there, get all the chocolate, you know, add as many different types of sugar that you can. And don't forget the whipped cream on top. We'd like to try to get it to be about 900 calories would be an ideal, super sweet, sugary caffeine jolt. That would be an ideal start to a night of not sleeping.
Perfect. So now I'm probably feeling a little bit better. I've the last day has been incredible for me, you know, it's so awesome.
Well, but now, like, right where you want it, so you're pumped.
I do feel a little bit guilty though, Coach Rob. I'm like hammering my body with all this awesome food and these great beverages. I feel a little bit guilty, so I think I should just go to the gym, and I should just go hit it hard and to try to make myself feel better.
Well, don't forget, you know, you and I've talked about this off the record. We like to work out with our friends and our buddies and stuff. That accountability we really like. So they're doing it, so we should do it as well. So yeah, let's get at it. In fact, why don't we do some kind of high intensity interval cycle where it's like very little rest. We're just keeping the heart rate, you know, above 120, 130, whether you want to call it a circuit or whether you want to call it a continuous, a WOD, right? A workout of the day or whatever's up on the chalkboard. But let's do this though, Dan. If they want three rounds of that WOD, that workout of the day, let's do six. Let's just double up the stress.
Rob, that's amateur. That's amateur because
I'm sorry, man.
Okay. I'll do your six.
Okay.
I'm going to do three 35 minute motos when I'm done at the gym. So
there you go. Well, and now you've got yourself set up, because remember, our whole conversation today is, man, I want to be as fat and unfit as I possibly can be. And I'm just kind of, you know, this is the way I feel is going to be the fastest way. And so I wanted to make sure that when we share it with our listeners and our subscribers, it makes sense to them. They're like, hey, I want to be fat too. So I'm going to make sure that I eat garbage food, particularly processed and particularly fried foods. I want to make sure that I get a bunch of artificial sweeteners, lots of preservatives, like you said, the colors and the dyes. And then I want to make sure that I just, you know, I drink those liquid calories at night. I want to be as essentially as fat as I can possibly be. And I like to party like a rock star. Unfortunately, like you said, the price of electric, thanks to some government officials, is cost prohibitive, but don't worry about it. Let's just drive the stress up. And I love what you're saying, man. Let's meet our buds in the morning and let's do a smash fest. Like you said, we haven't gotten to hitting the motorcycle yet for those that like to ride moto. If you like soccer, make sure you get out on that field and just redline it, just absolute wide open the whole time.
Like you should be at the point of like throwing up. Your heart should be absolutely racing out of your chest. Like yep, you should be sweating. Oh, don't drink any water while you're doing those exercises either, because you don't want the water weight, you know.
That's exactly right.
It'd be terrible.
Yeah, that water weight is going to slow you down.
Yep.
We want to make it as hard as we can. Remember when we were growing up, no pain, no gain. Pain is weakness leaving the body. Let's apply this, man. All these cool t-shirts that we used to see, you know, let's put these cliches, let's put them to work. Let's say, know what? Let's do it.
Everybody, you need to pull out you remember the Bad Boy Club?
Absolutely.
Remember those shirts, Coach Rob?
Yep.
Wear your Bad Boy Club to the track and to the gym. So everybody knows you're a badass. You are hammering down.
You are absolutely on the fast track to just doing everything that you can make your body freak out in the category of stress. You're checking the box off, like you said, Dan. If you go back to what you did yesterday, because now we're into tomorrow morning, and you're just checking off the boxes, man. High stress, high intensity, as much sugar as you could possibly get. We definitely don't want to have any fat in the system. If you remember what we talked about a couple shows ago, remember when we look at the end of a nerve? The end of a nerve is supposed to have fat on the end of it. So that, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to not be nervous, right? Let's add some anxiety to it. So let's make sure that we don't eat fat, because that's going to add more stress to the system. But more importantly, it's going to erode eventually with a no-fat, low-fat diet. Let's erode that fat off the end of the snaps. So now we don't get that, like, think about it like a spark plug. You're not getting that spark across. Well, now guess what? You and I are going to drive up our anxiety levels. Now, I'm not making fun of people who deal with anxiety. I'm just trying to make it harder on myself. Let's get rid of the fat. Why would you want to have fat? Let's add more stress through anxiety by literally short-circuiting our system.
I just want the jelly roll around my stomach, though. Like I don't need the fat between the nerve endings and stuff. I just want it all around my stomach.
Well, but don't forget, we can go to the doctor and they'll give us anxiety medicine, even though we did it to ourselves. But that's okay. I mean, that's what we're talking about today. We're trying to figure out how can we add the greatest amount of stress, which ultimately will lead to lots of body fat. Like you say, the jelly roll. It makes plenty of sense for those that hold it around their belly. If you're a hip person, maybe you kind of got that pear shape that looks like it's really inflated.
Hey, just
you wear it in your face and you look like an emoji now.
It's more cushion for the pushing, Coach Rob.
Absolutely. There you go. Know? There you have it.
Hey, well, it sounds to me like we have a recipe for success here. So, you know.
Yep. I think if we've gotten everybody's attentions, I hope at this point we've gotten everybody's attention and you realize how absurd this entire conversation has been for the last 30 minutes. And the reason why we wanted to do that is stop and think about what we just joked about for 30 minutes. How many of those do we own? I've had my hand up in the past on something like that. You know, Dan, you and I have spoken about this on the show. When I was trying to qualify for the Olympic team specific to triathlon, I was literally on a no-fat, low-fat diet. I was on a calorically restricted diet. I wasn't sleeping. And I just attributed to, you know, to be the best in the world, you have to just be chronically miserable. And it was a huge eye-opener for me. I've shared this with you off the record, but I'll share it with our listeners today. When I was trying to qualify for the Olympic team, and I was working out four times a day, and I was in college, and I was working in the quantitative analysis business. My alarm went off to go to the gym and I was so exhausted. I picked my alarm up and I smashed it through my wall of my one bedroom apartment when I was at school. And thank the Lord, I didn't hit a stud in the wall because I would have literally broke my hand. I went through my bedroom wall and into my living room. That's how hard I smashed this clock through the wall. And just like a bad scene from a movie, I remember pulling my hand out of the wall. I've got all the dust all over my hand, the drywall. I remember laying back on my bed, looking at my ceiling fan. And I just remember saying to myself, this can't be healthy. And I just want to hit the pause button. And hopefully you guys have stuck with us this far and you see the irony and the gist of what we're trying to put out there. This is what we do to ourselves. We get caught up on not paying attention to small details. Dan, you and I have talked about this on all the shows we've already done. All we're trying to do is shed light on what is stress? Where does stress come from? It's subtleties. Today, we try to be funny and just give the obvious and most extreme. But how many of us have grabbed maybe something that has artificial colors in it? Dan, you and I have spoken about this on the show as well. When you go to the sports drink and you see all those brilliant colors that are sitting in that refrigerated case, not a one of those are natural colors.
No.
To your point about adding in the dyes, and now we're starting to see behavioral issues and we're seeing birth defects and stuff like that. Look at when you're pumping your gas and you see a sign for cigarettes or tobacco related products. And it literally says on the sign, you know, this will cause birth defects and this will cause cancer. But yet people still keep smoking. If you've got an addiction to it, I'm not making a mockery of addiction. I know that's a very serious issue. It's negatively affected my parents my family, as we've talked about. The idea here is we want people to understand the fundamentals of stress. You're eating the wrong things. You're eating processed stuff that's extremely stressful on the body. And what happens when you put the body under stress? To your point, Dan, about just eating something like a bag of chips. If it's loaded with a bunch of preservatives, your body cannot process it, and hence your stress level is going up. Most of us think of stress of somebody screaming in our face, getting in a car accident. We usually tend to think of things that are a little bit rougher, but yet how benign does a bag of chips really seem? And if you take our last 30 minutes of joking back and forth, put yourself in the role of a digestive system that's trying to break down something that you physically cannot break down. Dan, for those listeners that enjoy anything motor related, excuse me, what if you put diesel fuel in a two-stroke motor? You know, what if you get water in any fuel and that motor doesn't know how to decipher that water? So what does it do? It starts detonating, it starts acting, it doesn't perform optimally. As you and I have said numerous times, if our body was as absolute as a mechanical device, we would be way more cognizant of what we put in our mouth. We'd be way more cognizant of the importance and the value of sleep. Because as much as you and I joked about, hey, let's sleep in a hot, humid room, that's going to drive up the stress that drives up your body fat. So obviously, we're trying to do a little bit of a parody here. Sleep in a dark, very, very cold room, satisfying appetite, you're going to sleep better. Therefore, you reduce the stress on your body. So
and going back to the food thing too, Coach Rob, like if I want to challenge all of our listeners and subscribers to, we're not all perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm still not perfect, Coach Rob. I do my best, you know, but there's times where, you know, you're at Chipotle and, you know, sour cream and cheese really is not good for you. But man, sometimes I'm just craving the sour cream and cheese. So I get it on my Chipotle bowl, you know, like I'm human, but I know a lot of people just eat like crap. And I was that guy. Like I ate like crap. Like what we described earlier, that was me at one point. But just change some of your diet habits and just start writing down what you've eaten. Coach Rob, you taught me this. But write down what you eat. And you'll write down all the junk. And then, you know, make that decision that you're going to start eating a little bit cleaner. Start writing that down as well. And then write down how you feel. Like it is night and day difference. And Coach, now I'm to the point where like, if I have a bad day where I do eat kind of crappy, you know, the next day I feel it. Like my energy level is down. I feel slow, sluggish. I just, you know, a little bit cloudy in the brain. Yeah. Like you can feel what the food is doing to you if you make that conscious effort to start tracking and really paying attention that the food that you're eating is causing you to feel the way you're feeling.
100%. And this goes for some people, it may seem a little bit flaky and a little fluffy, is the rewards. So you just articulated it perfectly. Once somebody feels how good they feel when they eat, let's call it healthy, right? To me, healthy is kind of interesting. Fruits, vegetables, and lean protein. Whatever that mixture, if you look at the foods that you're sensitive to and how your body reacts to it, like you said, jot down how you feel 15 minutes after you eat something, you can be your own analyzer to see if you're having food sensitivities. But when you stop and you think about the overall, everything that you just mentioned right there, It's all about balance. It's where's the reward system? Because if you're saying to me, all right, Rob, eat this way and you'll feel that way, that's kind of a conceptual idea until I experience it. Now I have more of an intrinsic, I have a sensation associated with that reward. And that's what I want I want everybody who's listening to us today, first and foremost, thank you for giving us the time. Please, in blind faith, do some of the things that we talk about. Take your body weight in pounds, divide it by two. It's going to give you how many ounces you need to consume over a 10-hour window. So if you weigh 200 pounds, that's 100 ounces. Divided by 10, that's 10 ounces an hour. To Dan's point, just start with that. When you start to get your hydration levels up, your headaches will go away. You'll think clearer. You'll be less moody. The list of benefits goes on, but don't just listen to us and take our word for it. Do it in blind faith and then experience it. And then you can say, okay, yep, that works. That's why we opened up tonight by saying, understand the why. When we look at the idea that somebody has their blood is dehydrated. Well, when your blood is dehydrated, it carries less oxygen. So if you're at work exhausted, it could be dehydration. When you're trying to athletically work out, how many times, Dan, have we heard people say, well, I got to get in better shape because I ran out of breath this weekend. Well, if your cell membrane is dehydrated, it carries less oxygen. You're putting the same oxygen demands on the muscle, but the blood is not carrying the same volume of oxygen simply because you're dehydrated. So many people mistake being out of shape when it actually is just being properly hydrated. Well, if you know that formula, half your body weight in ounces of water spread out over the course of a full day, you've checked that box off. You know that that's not the reason why. Now we go back and kind of do a play on words on what we've done for this show here today. What is your reward? Your reward is having good mental clarity, having the mental desire to go to date night, having the mental desire to go to work, maybe changing your job if you don't like it, maybe going to date night and having those hard conversations and being able to express what your needs are and maybe shut your mouth and listen to what their needs are. And then guess what? The relationship's going to get better. If you're like a three-month-old that's hungry, how resilient is that three-year-old to listening? They're not. And we're no better. We're just adults and we chalk it up to bad behavior, moodiness, grumpy, whatever. And I think that's what's important is, and again, this sounds so fluffy in today's day and age, is where's the reward system? And for you, going to the gym, eating cleanly, for you, you like to ride your motorcycle. Well, you being fast on the motorcycle, being light, doing the things that you do, that's your reward. Nobody can take that sensation away from you when you're ripping around on the track.
You want to hear what my number one reward is, Coach Rob?
I'd love to.
Is not feeling bloated and like sluggish during the day. Just every day, like take the things that I enjoy, riding my dirt bike. Like, yes, I want to go faster. I want to feel better. I want to be able to ride longer. But the simple thing of just not feeling bloated and just slow during the day is worth it for me. That is my number one reward because I feel good, you know, instead of like, just you feel like crap every day. And I know that there is a high percentage of our listeners and people that are subscribed that feel that way. And at the end of the day, it's a choice. We all have a choice and it's up to you to make either the right one or the bad one. And what Coach Rob and I have done is really just laid out the facts and, you know, given the encouragement and, you know, this is the right way to do it. But at the end of the day, Coach, everybody has to make that choice. And it's hard. It was hard for me. It still is hard for me. Sure. I battle it, but you got to make the choice and you got to put the effort in to do the right thing.
Well, but how many times have you and I heard that saying, if you're living life and it's hard, you're living it right. If you're living life and it's easy, you're living it wrong. And especially in today's day and age, as much as we joked about the government, you know, they want to do, pardon me, everything they can to, you know, keep us sick. I mean, whether you consider that an agenda or conspiracy or whatever, I don't. It's just reality, especially in my world. You see the ramifications of it. But considering the fact that you don't have your own garden out back and you don't have your own pasture of, you know, animals that you grow and you harvest and all that goes with it, we have to live in a world where, yes, the inconvenience of going to the grocery store 2 or 3 days a week so that you can eat fresh food. Yeah, you may say that that's difficult. You may say it's inconvenient. It goes back to the whether we use the word award or we use the word currency. Right now, Dan, your currency was you wanted to feel lighter on the bike. And because you're not bloated during the day and you have good mental clarity, it then just gets kind of like an exponential benefit that when you get on the motorcycle, you're bringing that lack of bloated, lack of mental fuzziness. Now you're bringing a body that's super crisp, super fresh, and now you can ride your dirt bike better. That's your currency.
It's more enjoyable. It's my enjoyment level of riding, feeling this way, is much higher.
It does. But here's what becomes an interesting twist. Eventually, the way you're feeling and the way you're riding becomes your new norm. That currency will stay there, but now you're going to stack a newfound currency on top of there. Do you see how this, because what we want to get to eventually is people aren't asking, how much food should I eat? They already have gone through and written their stuff down. They look at their Garmin, they know what their calorie burn rate is. They're doing their best to match that, because the more that calorie gap gets bigger and bigger, the more stress you add to the body. But to your point, what foods are you going to eat that you have validated you have no sensitivities to? Good mental clarity, good energy, the whole nine yards, right? Eventually, we're not worried about what you're eating and how much, because that's autopilot for you now. You just stack on the next level of currency. I want to, for those that ride moto, I want to go to World Vets. I want to do Mammoth. I want to do Mini-O's. I want to do Loretta's. If you're into running, you want to do Boston or you want to do New York or whatever it may be, triathlon, you might want to do a half or a full Ironman. Now that you've got the nutrition and you're feeling good and your strength to weight ratios, well, then what do? You stack another set of currency on there. And then when you go out and you shred on the motorcycle, then you keep setting your goals higher and higher. Well, now you've built a platform of success based on the foundation of health and wellness. And if you go back and you listen to this podcast all over again, and you listen to the things that we're trying to be sarcastic on, we were teasing about how to increase the stress in the body, just using it as an irony of, if you do the opposite of what we said, which is something that we've talked about separately and collectively on other shows, you reduce the stress, you reduce the body fat, and now we're back to, like you said, Dan, ride your motorcycle, qualify for Hawaii, whatever is important to you. But it has to be our listeners' priority as to, you know, all of us have had those points in life, especially those that have had children, where you start to realize when that child comes in the world and they're 100% dependent on you, it gives you completely new purpose and meaning in life. We've all had those epiphanies if you've had children. For people who maybe chose not to have children or can't, there's always that point in your life where you're like, you know what? I'm tired of being in a bad relationship. I'm tired of working for a bonehead of a boss. I'm tired of the commute to work every day. There becomes some point where you just go, you know what? I'm done. Well, when you do, what direction are you going to go? Are you just going to do a lateral step and go from one frustration? You don't like this boss. You go to work for another boss that's a bonehead. That's where we want there to be some level of sense and awareness, because at the end of the day, us making an ironic twist on, hey, let's focus on getting fat. A lot of us start to get unmotivated because we do see the dad bod. We do see age is creeping up on us because of cumulative stress. And that's all we were trying to do today, was have some fun with where the heck is all this stress coming from? And it's all those little things that we threw out there in fun. And I hope that the listeners will take away something very humbling, something that they say, you know what? Yeah. That resonates with me, because I was the guy that was looking for all the fat foods, didn't realize it was making me fatter through stress. Not that it was because it was a bag of chips. It was the undigestible elements of the chip that was adding stress, that was adding to the fat, that was adding to the dominoes go the wrong way. So I hope this show makes sense, brother.
It does. And I got to share one thing before we go, Coach. I like to give the listeners kind of an update of where I'm at. You know, when we started doing the podcast together, we kind of made it clear that I was trying to get back into shape, trying to lose some weight, and, you know, trying to get on a better track with my life and my nutrition and lifestyle. But so one of my main goals was to lose weight, right? And I think I was 202. And when I hit that 200 pound mark, I was like, man, I've never been really, and my heaviest, I was 212. When I first came to you, Coach Rob, like 3-4 years ago, something like that, I was 212, and I got down to 185. And so over the last few years with COVID, a lot of stress in my life, got back to 202, made the decision again that, hey, I got to turn this around. My goal was, Coach, was to get down to 190. And okay, if I got down to 190, I was going to treat myself to Leatherby's ice cream. That's nice. When you're in California, I got to take you to Leatherby's.
Okay.
It's like, it's the best creamery you could ever imagine. And they've got this banana split thing that is just incredible.
Okay.
So I got down to 190, right? But I still, I looked at myself and I'm like, man, I got a ways to go. I can't reward myself with Leatherbees yet. I'm going to set my new goal at 185 for Leatherbees. But we've got this other creamery, Coach. You might have heard of this one called Handles. They're like on the East Coast and Midwest. They've brought them out here on the West Coast now. They've got this mint Oreo ice cream.
Oof.
I had two scoops of that the other day. It was a great reward for my 190. But five more to go. Going to get down to 185. I'm going to hit my Leatherbees, but feeling really good. I've done some riding the last couple months, and things are turning around. So I'm kind of proud of myself. And Coach Rob, thank you because you know sometimes I need a little bit of a push, and I think everybody their needs are a little bit different. So I need sometimes a little bit of a push, a little bit of encouragement, and you have been instrumental in that. And if anybody needs the help, you guys can reach out to me. You guys can reach out to Coach Rob. Always happy to help and give you some extra insight.
Absolutely. And just remember too, when you guys send in with questions, you can always send them to contact@coachrob.com. We're not trying to convert you to a client. We're just trying to help you get answers to your questions, address a frustration. It's not a sales pitch. It's the opposite. It's like Dan said, we're here to help. And it just drives me nuts that, hey, for just $19.99 around the corner, we'll help. Screw that. You guys have a question, a frustration, a need, or a want. If you're following me on if you're following me here on YouTube, every day we're putting out a new video. And it's anything from biomechanics to nutrition to hydration, everything under the sun. They're your questions. I don't make these questions up. So like you said, Dan, I hope that the subscribers, the followers, you know, we're only here trying to debunk a lot of the misinformation that's out there. But when you have the experience like you did, are having, I want to say thank you for sharing it and being vulnerable to our subscribers. But again, congratulations. Everybody's at a different stage for different reasons. And I hope that they can, you know, feel very comfortable leaning in on us. So, man, I appreciate you and your time putting together another show. We're back in just a couple of weeks. We're on the schedule. We're on this rotation, brother.
Dude, I love the cadence. The cadence is awesome.
Yep.
I look forward to it.
You got it. Well, again, thank you, everybody. Dan, thank you for your time.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Make sure you guys like and follow on YouTube. Share us with your friends. If you have any comments, suggestions, please drop them in the comments below. Reach out to us one-on-one. contact@coachrob.com.
Yes, sir.
And we will see you guys in a few weeks.
Peace.